On the map, our Canadian cruise on Royal Caribbean's Liberty of the Seas with Slideshow by Mark McNeese. We just got back from our third cruise to Canada, this time on Royal Caribbean's Liberty of the Seas. We were joined by our friend Michael, who often cruises with us in his own cabin. I have a great aversion to flying, so we take ships that leave out of Bayonne, NJ, or New York. Someday we'll want an itinerary that requires the added hassle of a plane flight, but not quite yet. I love sailing to Canada. It should be called something else since we stopped in Boston, Portland, and Bar Harbor first, then on to Halifax and finally St. John. It had a bit of a whirlwind feel to it, with the first four ports done in 4 days. Boston. Our first stop was on Saturday, with a day in Boston. We were able to visit our friend Larry, who lives there, and do some walking. It was a rainy day, so we decided to see a movie, and were already familiar with the city. We went to see Taylor Swift's Eras concert film, and I was astonished at her talent as a performer, businesswoman, and cultural colossus. My husband Frank went to college in Boston, at Northeastern, and has a long history there. We visited as recently as last spring, staying at the amazing Verb Hotel. Another nice thing about Boston is its ferry to Provincetown, MA, where we have an August timeshare. It makes it easy for our friend to spend a week in P-Town with us. Boston is a must-see city, full of amazing sights and activities. The landmark Freedom Trail offers 16 historic sites that tell the story of the American Revolution. The trail includes Paul Revere's house, Faneuil Hall Marketplace, and the USS Constitution Museum. Sports lovers have a lot of Boston teams to choose from. Fans can the Red Sox at Fenway Park, or check out a Celtics or Bruins match at the TD Garden. T. If culture or art are your focus, take a stroll through one of several world-class museums like the Museum of Fine Arts or Harvard Art Museums. If theater is more your speed, there are always plays being performed throughout town at places like the Wilbur Theater and Cutler Majestic Theater. Portland. This was our third trip to Portland. It's one of my favorite stops. This is a vibrant coastal city with a mix of attractions and activities to fill your time. From the beautiful harbor to a bustling downtown, Portland offers something for everyone. The old port district's filled with small, independent shops and restaurants, and I can't seem to go there without buying a sweatshirt or coffee cup, my usual travel memorabilia. And don't forget the seafood. We waited an hour for a table at High Roller Lobster Co., but it was worth it. The city also has a wide selection of historical sites, including Fort Allen Park along the Eastern Promenade and Cape Elizabeth Lighthouse in nearby South Portland. We've also enjoyed a trolley tour, with guides who make very good entertainers to talk about the city and its history. Bar Harbor. Often pronounced Bah Haba, this is one of the most delightful stops on the cruise. The shop stops out from the port, so you have to take tenders in. It's a wonderful small city that caters well to the cruise ship passengers. You can boat tours, walking tours, trolley tours, or just walk up the hill along all the shops and restaurants. One of the stores I enjoyed most was Sherman's Bookstore, with locations in Portland and Bar Harbor. Halifax. Halifax is a big city masquerading as a small one. This time we had the pleasure of meeting up with fellow author and new friend, Bruce W. Bishop, who lives there. We had lunch at Ristorante Amano, followed by a tour around the city generously given to us by Bruce, who also works at a part-time tour guide. Halifax is recognized for its beautiful harbor, waterfront views, and culture. It's the provincial capital of Nova Scotia, New Scotland, and a major economic hub in the region. Unsurprisingly, become one of the most popular tourist destinations in Canada. Founded in 1749, Halifax has survived two large-scale military attacks over the centuries. The city was heavily damaged during a major explosion of a British ammunition ship in 1917. Halifax is also known for its lively festivals throughout the year. Every summer there are street parties for Canada Day and Natal Day, as well as music festivals like Evolve Festival and Pop Explosion Music Festival that showcase local talent. The winter months bring outdoor ice skating rinks for family fun or romantic dates, while downtown offers plenty of bars and restaurants with live entertainment options.